I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Minka. Last time we talked, I think you mentioned that you wanted to be more versatile in the defense this year. Is that still your goal for this season? And what are you kind of doing during the offseason and these OTAs to achieve that?
I wouldn't say it's a goal. You know what I'm saying? I think it's, last year coming in, at the time I did, I didn't know the playbook as well as I do now. And the coaches just wanted to keep it simple for me, and they did. And I appreciate that. And but now I would say it's, if the coaches want me to move around, I move around. If they don't, then I don't need to. But I wouldn't say it's a goal. But if they need me to move around, I'm trying to learn the system and get it down to a T. So just in case if I have to or if they ask me to move, I can move.
Mike Prezuda, DVE.
Hey, Minka. I was curious, how did you interpret the results from the Ravens game? You guys gave up a lot of rushing yards in that season finale. How do you interpret that versus what you did as a defense for the majority of the year?
It's one of those outliers. You know, it happens throughout the season. You have a game or two where you don't play the way we're supposed to. It was a different type of circumstance. We knew we weren't going to be moving forward and into the playoffs and everything else, which is an excuse or whatever. But I think guys were kind of discouraged about that, and it was just tough conditions out there. And it was the Ravens are a real good team, and we played them once before, so they knew what they were doing, and they threw some things at us that we didn't see earlier on in the season. I think it was, like I said, it was just one of those outliers. It's not something that we usually do. It's not something that we're ever going to get used to doing. But always got to fix it, patch it up, and then keep pushing.
Mark Cabali, The Athletic.
Hey, Minka. Joe and Bud and TJ and all the guys, Devin, what do you think about your talent level at the defensive position, and how does that rank up with other people in the league? Could you just speak about the talent of the defensive players coming back?
Well, I think we're one of the best. I think, that was reflected last year in the way that we played in our stats end of the season as a defense. We're top three, top five in almost every single category. So I think our talent level and our execution level, because a lot of guys got talents in the NFL. But I think our execution level alongside our talent level is what, kind of sets us apart and is what is going to continue to set us apart.
Gary Dulac, Post-Gazette.
Minka, how do you feel? You have three Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks, the last three Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks in the division. You have the reigning MVP. How much of a challenge is that to you, either personally or as a defense? You know, you're to have such a young talent going against you guys.
There's a lot of talent in our division. It's competitive. We're probably one of the toughest divisions in the league. It's something that we look forward to as professional athletes, as competitors. I think it's definitely going to raise our game. It's going to raise our opponent's game. And, it's definitely a, it's fun playing against those guys. You know, playing against guys like Lamar and Baker, and soon to be Joe Burrow. But you know, we got to step up to the plate, make sure on an A++ game, and you know, continue to execute and play the way that we play.
Jeff Hawthorne, 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Minka, you haven't played with Ben Roethlisberger yet. What impact do you expect him to make for the team this year, and what do you think he means to the team?
I expect him to be Ben Roethlisberger. You know, he's a great player, big playmaker, but also, you know, I've seen throughout last year just him being around the team and not even on the field that he's a great leader and a great man. I like being around. I like hearing from him. And, you know, he has a lot of experience and wisdom to share. So I think you know, he's going to keep being himself. You know, he was injured or whatever it may be. He's going to go out there. He's going to compete. He's going to challenge myself, you know, as a defensive player. You know, and he's going to go out there and just make everybody else around him better, like he's been doing for the past however many seasons.
Dale Lawley, DK Pittsburgh Sports.
Hey, Minka, was there a point last season where you saw teams kind of adjust to staying away from you and not allowing you to make as many splash plays as you did early in the season? Did you see teams kind of changing what they did offensively to kind of take that away from you guys?
Yeah, I think teams started just taking less shots downfield, taking less shots at wherever I was. So if I was in the middle of the field, they weren't going to be throwing it towards the middle of the field. And if I was in a half, they weren't going to be targeting that area or wherever I was. So I don't know if it was game plan or just decision making by the QB, but you know, I did realize a difference.
Brian Batko, Post Gazette.
Hey, Minka. You're a guy who you're coming off a breakout year for yourself in the NFL and really kind of came into your own at this level last season. Is there any concern for you about not having a traditional offseason to sort of build on that? And what have you been doing these last couple months? And how have you been working through the challenges of not being able to be there in person and do the things you'd normally do this time of year?
I feel like the only real concern for the team is this chemistry. You know, this time right now is a time where you're spending a lot of time with your teammates, not just in the locker room, but outside the locker room, because, you know, we're all together. We're only working 4 days a week. So, you know, guys are spending a lot of time together outside, just hanging out, doing whatever during this time. And, you know, you're learning about each other, you know, learning how each other think and just life outside of football. And, you know, during the season, it's kind of tough to do that because you see each other for, you know, 12 hours out of the day. You don't want to go home and see them again. But, you know, the only real concern for me is just that chemistry part of it, which, you know, is big. But, you know, we could find ways to make it happen. And personally, just right now, I'm just, you know, I'm a very self-motivated type guy. So it's not too big of a deal. You know, I'm training just as hard as I would be, if not harder, if I was in the facility and doing everything I can to stay in shape. And, you know, when I get back, make sure that, you know, we hit the ground running, that I'm going to be able to be running in good shape. So, you know, that's the only current concern for me is just that chemistry and, you know, that team bonding time.
Jim Wexel, 24/7 Sports. Jim Wexel, 24/7
Sports. Okay, there we go. You hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Minka, first of all, I think you should know that Pete Prisco ripped Polamalu all the way to Canton. Second of all, I'm curious as to what a year will do, not just for you, but for the defense with you.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
what will the year with the team, with the full off season, with training camp, what will that do not only for you, but how will it help the defense in total?
You're talking in regards to like having camp and everything with the Z?
Sorry about the dog.
Did you hear my question?
Kind of. What is this, the year of learning? I mean, I know it's going to help you as a player, but how will that help the defense in total?
Yeah, I think it's going to help the defense in a big way. I think, we had a lot of young guys on our defense last year that didn't fully grasp the concepts and everything like that and weren't able to think on their toes 110% of the time. The team started picking up on that. They started making people move around, make us think and communicate during the snap. And that's been a real big emphasis for ours this offseason is, working on that second level of communication. After guys move, the offense might adjust. So I think, that's what we've been focusing on. And it's definitely going to help us out a whole lot once we all are on the same page and all understand the concepts and the schemes of the defense and even what the offense is doing. So I think it'll even put us even further ahead than most teams.
Albie Oxenrider, WPXI.
Thanks, Angela. Hi, Minka.
How you doing?
Good, fine. Thanks for your time. Quick question. You talked a second ago about training camp. Nobody knows for sure how this is going to play out, but what are your expectations for how camp will look and what you think you're going to have in terms of a preseason, just in your opinion? I know that nobody knows, but everybody has an opinion.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm preparing as if we're going to be going back and, going to go right into the full swing of things, as if we're going to go back into a regular camp schedule and a regular preseason schedule. Because, honestly, that's the toughest thing that will be, if we do that. So I'm going to prepare for that. And if we have anything else, if they cut the preseason in half or push it back a couple weeks, I'll be prepared. If not prepared as if we're having a normal regular season. But in my opinion, I have no clue. They're updating us day to day with what they have, and what they have is very little. So, we're just taking it day to day and preparing for as if it's going to be a normal preseason and normal camp schedule.
Jenna Harner, WPXI.
Hey there, Minka. What conversations have you guys, have the team been having with the rookies in terms of trying to get them up to speed? Have there been conversations? Have, some of the older guys on the team been working with, the younger guys virtually in the best way they can?
Yeah, with the DBs, that's only really who I can speak for. With the DBs, we've been going through coverages and schemes and, we started with the older guys. We would go through a coverage and, in detail and everything else like that. And then we started going towards the younger guys and the rookies. And that's what we're kind of doing right now. They're breaking down coverages and schemes and stuff like that. And we're communicating with them, Our DB coaches communicating with them what they could do better or, what I would do if he's talking about me in a specific clip. So that's what we're doing. We're just having them talk, because we want to know what they know. There's a lot of people, they don't allow the rookies to talk or communicate, so they have no clue what they do and don't know. But we're having them talk a whole lot, making sure that they're communicating, making sure that they're speaking, and asking questions. So we're just making them feel comfortable and able to do that, and we're trying to get them up to speed.
Joe Rutter, Trib.
Yeah, Minka, you had spoken earlier about your teams maybe trying to take you out of the game plan in the second half of last year. Is there anything you can do this year to prevent that from happening again? Can you counteract that?
There's not too much I can do. Me and Terrell can maybe move around and switch roles sometimes, but schematically, it's all up to the coaches. If they want to move me, somewhere else, and they'll do that, or have me do something that I don't normally do on a specific play or specific down and distance, and that's up to the coaches.
Tim Benz Trib.
Minka, to follow up on that, what else would you like to do? Is slot corner something that you might like, or would you like to move up in the box more? And does any of that become more complicated because of the herky-jerky offseason you guys are dealing with?
It doesn't really matter to me. You know, I moved around a lot in the past. I just like going out there and making plays and being where I need to be. You know what I'm saying? Last year, where I needed to be was in the middle of the field and in the half. And, you know, it worked out fine. And, you know, this season we're going to, you know, keep doing what we need to do to win games. And if that's corner or linebacker, whatever it may be, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Just three more questions, guys. First is Will Graves, Associated Press.
Hey, Minka, I'm just sort of curious, because of the unknowns entering the offseason, I mean, and because you guys have so many guys back, do you feel you guys might be in a better position to sort of get up to speed more quickly than guys that have a lot of new faces? Is that something that, in a weird way, a shortened offseason might actually be beneficial?
Yeah, I think, you know, we do have a lot of, we have a lot of guys returning, but we also have some young faces and new faces. But, you know, there's other teams that are almost like half their roster or half their secondary or half their linebacker corps gone. And we were lucky enough to, you know, not have that. So I think it'll definitely give us an advantage because, you know, we all have a year under our belt, or some guys even more than that. So I think it's definitely an advantage for us.
Noah Strackman, Maven.
Hey, Minka. So can you just talk a little bit about the guys behind you, Marcus Allen, Jordan Dangerfield? Do you feel comfortable with the depth that you guys have, even Brooks that you brought in this year in the draft?
Yeah, you know, both of them are very talented guys. Both of them are competitors. You know, in practice, they're always going hard, and they're always, you know, doing what they can to, you know, make the team better, whether that's competing against our offense or whether it's just making me better, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that they're both behind me, and that they're both pushing and, you know, fight for a spot. So and they're both talented guys, both guys that can make plays if they're asked to.
Last question is for Brian Cook, Golden Sky.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Angela. Hi, Minka. As one of the leaders of your team, and with all of the uncertainty with COVID-19, and fans may not be able to see you guys up close and personal during training camp or maybe even the season for that matter, with all of that up in the air right now, what message do you have for the fans, for Steeler Nation, who may be anxious just to get back to watching football?
I'll say one, we appreciate all the love and support that they show us, you know, previously and even in the future. I know that whether there's no fans in the stadium or whether it's going to be full-fledged, that, you know, we're going to have unwavering support, and that's greatly appreciated and going to be reflected in the way that we play. You know, we give our best for the fans. We're going to give our best for our families and ourselves. So I think no matter what the case is, whether it's nobody in the stands or full stadium, we're going to give our best effort and make sure you guys are entertained and having a good time.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.